You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is Captain Ticket, 93.7. I'm with
the black shirt.
I'm with Bach. That's right. And it is a tough talk Tuesday. We're talking all everything tough.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about it. 6153 says this. Please. Have you seen Caleb Tanner and Garrett Nelson? The freshmen don't even look close to being as developed as those two guys. For the most part, this is the same team that should have beaten Michigan last year. So it's not a player issue. It's a coaching issue.
Let me get him. Cut the music, Bob. All right. For your little question, look at Caleb Tanner. He's out of position. When a running team runs at him, he's out of commission.
Out of commission up there on the
So line. How is he developing? He's first of all, he's a 225 defensive end in the Big Ten. Okay. They're running at him. He's a no-show. And he had one tackle last game. One tackle. How many running plays they run last week?
A lot.
265 yards. And you can't have but one tackle, and you're a DN. So, okay, he's out of position. I'm not going to fault him because he's really supposed to be a linebacker.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fault him for that. He's the best player. He was the best at the position that they needed at the time. He should have been moved year two of his time here. He should have been moved to linebacker.
Absolutely.
And he should have been developed there.
I mean, when he play, if he has the opportunity to play on Sundays, he ain't playing defensive end.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna be DN.
He's not a DN. Linebacker. He's a linebacker. That's a DN. He's got a DN.
He's programmed to be a DN.
He's programmed to be.
But he's not a DN.
Built for being.
But if he's gonna play linebacker, he's got to play in space.
He should have been. He should, like I said again.
He should have been
moved a long time ago.
Craft these last 4 years. If going to the league is it for you, then you got to practice what you're gonna be doing.
He wasn't that player that was gonna bulk up to 265.
No,
not what they. He wasn't what they thought. What they thought he was gonna be. As you know, he developed plan wise, but physical and that his body wasn't able to be what they wanted him to be because his body's not gonna let him be that big. You know, that's what I'm saying. I took creatine. I got to 211. I felt fat, so I got off creatine. I played at 205. That's what I felt comfortable with. This guy, Caleb Tanner, he's 225 frame all day, all night. And that's a linebacker. So, you know, that's what he wasn't developed for his true position because they rather had him at a speed position. You know, I would take a guy like Mike Rucker because he had the physical fit body to be 245, 250. I'd take him over Caleb because Caleb should have been a linebacker.
And to that, 6153, here's what I'm saying. I'm not – Garrett Nelson and Caleb are bricked up. I'm not taking that away from them. But aside from them two, who do you turn to? Is there a third that looks better than what's his name?
How? Ernest.
Yeah. Oh, Ernie.
Ernest goes to camp.
And I'm saying they
Ernest
came
in
from
the Wild
high school.
Wild West.
Yep.
Caleb Tanner and Garrett Nelson has been in our program for how many years?
Oh, along, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're supposed to look like that. But we're supposed to have a team full of them.
Oh, yeah.
Caleb Tanner's and Garrett Nelson's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Everybody's supposed to look that way.
Yep.
Okay? That's football.
Yeah.
You, again, if you give everything is equal, me and Terrell equal, everything's equal, and then what's the next attribute that will help overcome the other person, it's who's stronger and faster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He could be 205. I could be 245. He could still dominate me because he's stronger than me. Just because I'm 245 don't mean I'm stronger than him. See, we got to get that misconception out of our head, thinking that size matters in certain things. We've got one of the biggest offensive lines in football. Does size matter?
Doesn't seem to be.
Well, I'm just telling you. You need guys that are mobile, agile, and hostile.
Yeah, and you know, it's just like this. I knew VJ was bigger than me. I knew he was stronger than me. But I knew for a guy from my size that I want to be big and strong and show and flex my muscle off. See, the thing is they don't have – you rather have your quarterback on a magazine in front of the everybody bricked up. But where's the defensive tackles bricked up? Where's the nose guard bricked up? Where's the offensive lineman bricked up? I don't want to see a bunch of SpongeBobs out there and Patricks when I can have a bunch of, you know, Popeyes and Bluto's out there. You know, that's the thing I'm saying.
True.
You know, these players got to want it, and it starts in the weight room.
True.
And I don't know who's going to be the next head in conditioning coach, but yeah, he better come in like an Army guy. He better come in like Tony Atlas, you know, get these guys big, fit, mean, and strong and fast.
Right.
And that's the only thing we need. And that's the tip of the iceberg. And then you teach them how to play.
Yeah, you teach them how to not be stiff. Stretch them out.
Yeah.
Their hips need to be flexible. You know, football is played through the hips. Everything you do is the hips. What do they tell you? Don't follow the ball, even in basketball. Don't follow the ball. Follow the hips. Your explosion comes from the hips.
See, that's one of the things I say I can't be a coach because I'm the type – I'm going to show you. I'm gonna show you. I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to get out of the practice with you, and I'm going to say run the play and let me be the linebacker. See, that's how fit I still am, and that's what I want to show a kid how to – where to drop at. Let me show you where my drop at.
There's a great picture.
And let me show you how to freelance while you're dropping to keep your head. It's freelancing. Mm. See, that's what they don't get. I got a lot of linebackers that do freelance because And I'm not saying Bill Russ is a bad coach, but you know he's a black shirt, and you got to know what a black black shirt should know better than they should know what it feel like, and especially the era he played in and the coaches that he played up under.
Do you think that they've ever watched a Rude highlight?
They had to. He's the leading tackler in Nebraska history. Come on, man. I know about him, and I didn't even play with him.
I know you do, but you come from you cut from the old school cloth. The new school guys think that we're dinosaurs. So it's like my son when he had an opportunity. We're watching, I don't know if it was Iowa State or Kansas State game, but I was out there smashing people. And the more he saw me out there smashing because he wasn't even born, he's looking at me as a man now. And he's like, hey, man, that's you. Yeah, that's me. You know, for so long, I've just been dad.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to play football. It didn't happen for him. And now when he goes back and watches, it's like, why wasn't I watching this a long time ago? Well, minds wasn't developed. Or nobody ever took the time to show you. You know?
Yeah.
So these guys have to be exposed to how things were done. Okay? I'm not saying that you got to emulate anything that we've done. It'd be dumb not to. But at least they can go back, watch some of those 70s games. I still do. Watch the 80s games. You know what the difference is from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s? There was no difference. Black, white, if you were on a football team, you were flying around if you were out there. Or you ain't going to be out there. It was real simple.
And if you want to put it on anything, you put it on the recruiting from the former regime of what they were recruiting. And this is where we at today, you know.
Yeah.
Now it's like, hey.
And strength and conditioning. But, I mean, do you guys – I know the feeling is that this is going to be a complete rebuild because of two back-to-back 3-9 seasons. But, well, and we'll see. And they might get 4-8 to beat Iowa this week. There's a lot of one-possession losses still in there. So do you think Nebraska's as far away? I mean, obviously the one-possession loss is all – you know, your record ends up being what it is. I'm not saying they're – close to competing with Georgia, but as far as close to getting to a bowl game, I don't feel like the talent just hasn't been there. I feel like it hasn't been coached up.
I agree with that 100%. You got to coach the boys up. And like, yeah, I said, it's small things. It's small things, okay? It's ball technique. It's knowing how to get off of blocks, knowing how to use your hands. Sunday – I met up with Dwayne and a couple other players, and like I said, I was asking him, like, what was his assessment, and he always wants to demonstrate. See, still today, he wants to demonstrate on me the move, and I'm like, dude, don't hurt me, just don't hurt me. So he puts a he shows me, like, I'm act like I'm blocking him, like I'm the offensive lineman. And he showed me a move where I don't wish that on anybody. But if they don't know what he knows, then how good can they really be? If they don't know how to shock and shed, if they don't know how to push-pull, if they don't know how to get people's hands off of them, because it don't seem like we do, those are the things that they're going to have to work on in the offseason. This offseason is one of the most important offseasons, because if you got a new regime in there, the number one deal is working out, but those guys got to work out on their own, guys.
Yeah.
We didn't just do what Coach Epley told us to do. We didn't just do the cards with Bailey. After we got done with that, they had to run us out of the weight room. I went and worked out with the linemen because I knew I had to get bigger, stronger, faster, even play.
Yeah, that's just like summertime, passing league. Hey, we go out there and we call our own defenses.
Yep.
No coaches out there. No passing league. Hmm. 7-on-7.
We call our own plays.
Yeah, we did that all summer. And you got to be committed to stay here. You're going to work. You're going to eat. And you're going to practice.
Well, especially now that they're getting NIL money, there's no excuse. See, the NIL money, what that did was said, you can't make an excuse no more about your play. Unless there's nobody behind you. For somebody behind you now, you got a Houston, we have a problem. I really think we need to be really, really smart on how we spend this money. Really, really smart on who we give it to.
Because you're six players away on – you're five players away on defense from being a great defense.
I agree with that.
You're five players away. Go get you a corner. Go get you two ends. You got some good interior big guys. And go get you two linebackers. Because you need three linebackers.
Throw it to break, black shirt.
Oh, yeah. I'm oh, back. God, I'm back. Started. I'm back. The Ticket, 93.7. I'm with the captain. And I'm with Mr. Park. And we'll be back after these bills we're paying.